And what's your recollection then of the stuff that we worked through? What were the things that were sort of breakthrough moments for you guys?
I think there was a there were several that all linked together. At its very heart, it was that for a business to provide a service, that service needs to be really clearly defined and absolutely aligned in its values and its delivery to the core needs of our clients. So the first work on really understanding what your client needed was absolutely fantastic. The second thing then, looking in at your own proposition and making sure that you were delivering to those needs, but in a much more repeatable fashion, to allow scale, to allow everybody to understand what was going on, was huge. I don't know if you recall, but we had an address of Lombard Street, which is a slightly famous city street, but we were you access this address from a back alley, which everyone smoked outside, and you were down in the basement. We were down in the basement of that address. And you pointed out that our rivals were UBS, Coutts, et cetera, and the four P's of sort of product, placement, price, and position, and product, placement, position, and price were completely out of line with who we wanted to be and thought we were and where we were actually behaving. And finally, it was that price bit of once you've built a proposition, charging for it at a level that allowed you to reinforce and continually reinvest in the proposition rather than giving it away at a sub-internet rate. I mean, the immediate things that we took from working with FP Advance and yourself were the sort of initial brand, the initial pitch document, and the review process document. They were the first big wins that we could put together. That led into then adopting cash flow modeling at the heart of what we did, and then being able to charge a reasonable price compared to what we were charging. And also, in fact, putting in an investment process that had two clear tracks of platform and DFM, depending on client preference. The things that we then did subsequently, moving to a moderately prestigious London address in sort of glass and steel, and then building the brand through a coherent proposition and website, and taking that on further, these, as well as actually then ripping up our back office processes, these were seeds that you planted, but it takes it's a 5-year journey that it's taken us to do that, but it was that initial consultancy input that put us on the road of understanding the steps in that journey, and also having the confidence to see that we were making progress along the way, not that you could have a revolution and everything could change within a 12-month period.
Yeah, particularly in a firm where you had, multiple partners, decision making is always a little bit, tougher. Everyone wants to have their say, which is quite right. But getting consensus then and moving forward, it just takes a little bit longer. It takes longer in larger businesses. So you weren't a business with, two partners and turning over 300,000. So there's always that. But I do take my hat off to you for following through on so many of those things, and as you say, just you take your time with these things, but you get there in the end, and the payback's big.
Yeah, the multipliers once you're there are absolutely huge, and that's the advantage of a consultant, particularly if you've got a partnership, that as long as everybody is really working together to do these things, and everybody always was, it gives you a focal point to really examine the DNA of what you're trying to achieve for clients. And that's something that you really brought to us absolutely in spades.